welcome you to Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program for CCL supporters like you or I, and the chance to find out more information about in-depth climate advocacy on specific topics. Tonight's focus is on dialing Congress campaigns. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and we really want to thank you for joining us tonight. With us tonight is the wonderful Morgan McHugh. Morgan started her journey at CCL as an intern under the Congressional Liaison Director, Amy Bennett, where she assisted with scheduling CCL's congressional lobbying events, and now she's transitioned from that to a CCL staff member at the Coronado headquarters and works as CCL's project specialist, as well as assisting CCL's founder, Marshall Saunders. She loves her role and continues to develop, and she's constantly working on new projects. So join me in welcoming Morgan for our host in tonight's webinar. And if we have done our job well, at the end of tonight, hopefully you will be walking away with three things: the chance to have learned from other CCL leaders who have led their own Dialing Congress campaigns, the chance to review the basic steps to get a Dialing Congress campaign started in your own group, and the opportunity to really highlight some key resources that you can use in implementing your own call invitation and tracking program and making that easy for you wherever you might be. To get us there, our agenda is pretty straightforward. Morgan's going to provide a quick overview and background. She'll then recap how everything works and crystallize it by putting together some advice for campaign leaders. And then from there, do an in-depth interview panel with our three esteemed guests. So with that, Morgan, I'll make sure that you are unmuted, and I will get out of the way and enjoy learning along with you. So thank you all for being here.
Awesome. Thank you, Brett. All right, so I'm going to start off by giving a quick background and overview about the Dialing Congress campaign. So what is the Dialing Congress campaign? Some CCL chapters have successfully used an ongoing daily system that ensures their members of Congress will receive a small number of phone calls every day from different constituents. If you'd like to move your member of Congress on an issue via a steady drumbeat of daily calls, then you may want to launch a Dialing Congress campaign in your chapter, district, or state. Why is this important? We are sometimes told by members of Congress and their aides that we don't hear much from constituents about climate change, and nothing is more powerful in getting our attention than written letters and phone calls. This way, members of Congress are hearing from their constituents every day about climate change. A key goal is to hear someone in your congressional office say something like, "We seem to be receiving a lot of calls asking my boss to enact on climate legislation," and then use this opening to meet with the member of Congress. What are the benefits? At least two times per year, CCL has a Call Congress Day on which every member of Congress receives a surge of calls from CCL volunteers. With the Dialing Congress campaign, members of Congress also receive both a steady stream of support from constituents punctuated by these occasional floods on our national call-in days. Also, these phone calls give volunteer constituents the opportunity to inform their members of Congress of climate-related topics or even educate them on the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. I would like to now summarize and focus on some of the takeaways from the interview. Basically, give a little bit of how it works for other CCL groups that are interested in starting their own campaign. So here's the Dialing Congress campaign outline. Your chapter's Dialing Congress campaign will sign up and support volunteers to regularly call their members of Congress with enough volunteers participating so that potentially every weekday is covered by 3 to 5 volunteers. Any group of CCL volunteers can set up a steady long-term drumbeat of phone calls. First, create and promote an online sign-up sheet or form where volunteers can enroll to become a member of the calling team. Each person commits to calling once a month on a regular schedule, such as every first Monday. Your second step is going to be creating a calling schedule that describes 1, who will call on what days, 2, the phone numbers to call, as well as a script, and 3, a simple way to report that they have called their member of Congress. third step is to implement a reminder and a follow-up system to make sure volunteers remember when to call, as well as including information needed to make those calls. The fourth step is to create a way for team members to report that they made their calls and ensure that members who don't make their calls receive a friendly one-on-one reminder or check-in. The last and most important step is to have fun with the process and make it your own. So we'll jump into registering for the campaign. We recommend that you create an organized system for people to register from creating a Google form. Through this form, volunteers are able to register and specify details regarding the project, such as the name, email, phone number, day of the week, their constituent status. And on Community, we'll have a page for the Dial in Congress campaign, which I think I'm going to put in the chat for you guys all to refer to. And we even provide an example, a Google form template that you can actually use for your own project. You can just copy it over and fill in your own information. There's a little preview of it on the right hand side. And then reporting calls for the campaign, similar process. We recommend that you create two Google forms. So one for registering for the campaign and then one for reporting calls for the campaign. And so this is basically pretty straightforward and simple, and we recommend that you include a link to this form within your reminder email that you send out. So how to set up a form. Google Forms are really great. They're super actually simple and fun to use. All the information is included once again on the webpage that Brett put in the group chat, so you're able to see all of this there, but to set up a Google form, you go to forms.google.com. You're going to click blank, and that's when a new form will open. And then from there, you can edit, you can add or format text, images, or videos inside of your form. So you should include information such as name, email, district, week options for each month, day of the week, time, Congress people, all of that necessary information. What's also really great about Google Forms is that you can choose where to save your form responses. So you can save the responses in a Google spreadsheet so that you can keep track of everyone who has registered for the project as well as everybody who has completed the calls. Responses will automatically populate to the spreadsheet when volunteers submit the form. So this is to help you stay organized as well as create your schedules for the week. And then lastly, you would send your form for people to fill out. When you're ready, you can send your form to others and you can collect their responses. Once again, I want to emphasize an important note that we recommend you create two Google Forms as well as two Google spreadsheets, one for registering for the project and then another one for volunteers to log the calls that they've made. Now that we have a system in place, let's review a few final reflections on some advice for campaign leaders. Structuring your group. Keep your emails to participants as short as possible and put the most important information at the top using bullet points. Remind your group leaders to regularly ask for new volunteers. Sending a report to group leaders on how many calls were made each month or quarter can help motivate more participation. Having a partner or small committee to share the work can keep you going too. In advice or script for your callers, stay focused on climate. Don't bring in other issues, not even as an appreciation, as others have mentioned before, because it will muddy the focus on the call. Supporting your callers. It's normal that some people sign up and don't call. People have many distractions to pull them away from their good intentions. Try these tips to get the most number of people calling. Send personal reminders to people who don't report their calls. The more connected they feel to you, the more they won't want to let you down by failing to call. Let participants know how many calls were made each month and how it related to your campaign goals. Newer participants often need more encouragement, so pay extra attention to them. Once someone has done it for about 3 to 4 months in a row and they have formed a habit, that it'll keep them going. And be sure to share any encouraging news from your members of Congress, such as lobby meetings held or good positions taken or signs of decreased opposition. If someone has not reported any calls for 3 to 4 months, call and ask them if they have any suggestions for how to make it work better for them, or if they would like to be removed from the campaign. So the hardest part of generating a sustained number of calls is often getting enough people to sign up and make the calls. Sending an email to your chapter's roster is a great start, but what do you do after that? So I'm going to give you a list of ideas that you could use to try and get more constituents to sign up and call their member of Congress. So some outreach tactics are CCL volunteers who live in that district and ask them to sign up and call. You can ask the chapter members to invite their friends to sign up and call. You can make like a friendly competition who can get the most people to sign up. Attend a local community event like a neighborhood association meeting and make an announcement about what you're doing and pass around a paper sign-up sheet. Set up one-on-one meetings with people who know lots of other people in the district and ask that person to help recruit 5 to 10 signups. Or go to a public event like a festival or a farmer's market with those sign-up sheets, or if you create business cards or like a quarter sheet flyer and ask people to sign up for the call. Generally, be creative. You don't have to limit yourself to the CCL list. Try new things and find what works and keep doing that.
If you have any questions moving forward on the Dialing Congress campaign project, please email Todd at citizensclimate.org. He's going to be our point as the action coordinator and the go-between between a lot of the ongoing experience of our leaders and how to best implement it in your situation. And you can always ask as well in the forums, and I'll put a link to that, any questions that you've got. That's just simply community.citizensclimate.org/forums. We'd love to just close tonight by spotlighting the reflections from one of our own. Alan had a great quote, I think, in one of your earlier interviews that we thought really was a perfect way to put a bell on this and summarize what we're accomplishing. And after that, people are welcome to drop off or stick around if you have any remaining questions. I'm happy to stick on for a minute or so.
Awesome. Yeah, so I love this quote that you gave, Alan. He said, "When we talk about building political will, I do not think that there are really any other ways to do it other than 1, public education, so they are willing to act, and 2, giving our volunteers meaningful ways to act so they are able to act, such as making calls to their members of Congress."
So with that, go forth and have a wonderful series of calls. We hope that you found tonight's webinar useful. And a final huge round of applause for all of our speakers. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Alan. Thank you so much, Dan and Ham. We really appreciate your leadership. Kudos to you, Morgan, as well.
Very helpful. Thank you.